Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
This is Fred Bottomer with a look at the week in religion. Pope Francis renewed his call for peace around the world at his weekly general audience with the faithful on Wednesday, calling on Christians to remember those suffering around the world. The Pope's appeal for peace comes after a Ukrainian incursion in the Kursk region and the largest drone attack carried out yet on Moscow. In the Middle East, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has concluded his latest visit to Israel and other mediating countries, Egypt and Qatar, without securing any major breakthrough for a ceasefire deal. Democrats, meanwhile, strongly advocated for changes in America's abortion policy during the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. The issue will be on a number of state ballots in the November general election, including Arizona, after that state's highest court cleared the way for its petition initiative.
This ballot measure would enshrine the right to an abortion in the state's constitution. So this would amend the Arizona state constitution, and it's pretty similar to what we saw in Ohio last November, but it differs from that Ohio ballot measure because that Ohio measure was more focused on reproductive rights as a whole. This specifically focuses on protecting the right to an abortion and prohibiting any state law from passing that would infringe on that right.
CBS News reporter Sean Mizell. An abortion rights measure will also be on the Missouri ballot.
The Missouri Secretary of State verifies that enough petition signatures have been gathered to put the constitutional amendment to end the state's abortion ban on the November 5th ballot. Mallory Schwartz, Executive Director of Abortion Action Missouri.
Just this coming weekend, we are going to kick off door-to-door canvassing and phone banking.
Pam Fichter of Missouri Right to Life says she's confident despite voters affirming abortion rights in neighboring states like Kansas.
We think we start out in a much better position here.
Missourians have defied their conservative reputation on issues like rejecting right to work and approving recreational marijuana in recent years. Michael Calhoun for CBS News, St. Louis.
Montana's Secretary of State's office this past week also certified that abortion rights supporters there had obtained enough signatures to put a similar measure on the ballot in that state. And that's a look at the week in religion. I'm Fred Bottomer.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.